I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the seniors of the Pella Christian softball team joining us here over Zoom. Hopefully we'll be done with some of those virtual interviews soon, but it'll be fun and exciting because we'll get to see you at the ballpark coming up. Cheyenne, I'll start with you. What was your initial reaction to the news that you would have a softball season this year?
I was super excited. This is what I really look forward to, is spending time with my teammates. And I was just so happy to have a softball season.
And Chloe, same question to you. I know that we had talked right before the track season was canceled. I'm guessing you're in a much better mood these days.
Yeah, I was ecstatic. I mean, I didn't really, like, in my mind, I didn't really doubt that. I didn't think we would get canceled. I just kind of figured in my, like, gut feeling to have a season. So having the experience that is actually happening was amazing news.
And then Emerson?
Yeah, I was pretty, people don't like that softball's in this, takes up their whole summer, but I think it's pretty nice spending my summer with my favorite people. Yeah,
I was the same way. I feel like I really wouldn't have it either. But summer is like, softball is kind of what makes summer summer for me. I like look forward to it. Everybody does. Even though it takes up a lot of our summer, like Emerson said, it's just, it's fun and it makes summer special.
Well, and the summer will be special, like you said, because you will be one of the few groups of athletes in the entire country that are playing sports this summer, which is kind of unique and interesting. And Cheyenne, you know, you're going to play a big role on this team. You're going to be the starting pitcher. You're going to be kind of that big middle bat of the order, knocking girls like Chloe and Sierra and Emerson in. You know, what are the things that you worked on the off season, knowing that you'd have to elevate your game again, especially now that you're really going to have that number one pitching role and really be that big bat in the lineup?
Yes. Well, so for my travel team, we kind of had practice like on Sundays, so I would go there and I would get extra hitting and extra pitching. And on my own time, I have a net in my garage where I would hit off the tee. And sometimes me and my dad would go to the ball diamond and I would just get some reps in.
And then Chloe, you and I had talked that you were trying to find ways to practice on your own too, because that was a big part of this spring. What were the things that you were trying to work on this spring just in case you did have that season?
It started off just like working out at home, and then it turned into like, once we like knew we had a chance of having a season, we tried to get some girls together, like at a park, social distancing, of course. We would throw, we would get some hitting reps in. So, working together still, not just on my own. And it was, I don't know, that was good for the team.
And Emerson, you were a starter all last season. Last year, what were the things that you were really working it on during the off season to make sure you could take your game to the next level as a senior?
Well, I was along with that group of girls at Rotary. It's kind of hard. We don't really have like the stuff to just work on our own, which I mean would be nice. But going to Rotary with the girls and just trying to figure out how to be a team with the social distancing was probably the biggest thing that I worked on.
And I imagine you were a part of that group too, Sierra.
Yes, I was.
What were the things you were working on for your game specifically?
Mostly hitting, and when like the other girls are hitting, focusing on fielding, catching all the pop flies I can, just working on, you know, my outfield and footwork. Just also, we did some live arm, we did some like soft toss, so just focusing on hitting the ball. I'm not one of the bigger hitters, obviously. So, you know, just getting a base hit so big hitters like Cheyenne can hit us around.
Cheyenne, we're talking now, you've had about a week of practice. And so what has it been like for you just to be back around the girls again, and kind of take us through what practice has been like, because it's a little bit different now.
So usually when we first begin practice, we like huddle around. But now that we have to stay 6 feet apart, we're kind of keeping our distance, and it's really different to get used to because we're kind of the team that we love to be by each other and we just love giving high fives, but we can't give high fives. And it's just, yeah, it's just really different.
Coach Harrell isn't a hugger, is she?
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, the sarcasm there dripping out, because I know that she's really about that togetherness. But Chloe, when you think about that aspect, you know, how is this team adjusting to that, knowing that softball is a game that does have a lot of celebration, that does have a lot of interaction with your team? How are you planning to adjust to that and be a leader through that?
Yeah, it's so much different, because softball is one of the sports, actually every sport, you just want to like give high fives or, you know, be around them, you know, but we're just finding ways around that, you know. Instead of high fives, we're snapping, and like, it's just, it's a lot different, but we're definitely working with it. It's just, yeah.
Well, and Emerson, as an experienced member of this team, how are you trying to be a leader to some of the younger girls who are really having to make the adjustments too?
I just try really hard to be encouraging. It's, I love people and like being able to give them high fives and telling them, and it's so hard to not be able to like, just like giving them high fives. And so I just got to really work on using my words to encourage.
Sierra, I imagine similar for you. What are the ways that you're trying to be a leader on this team, knowing that you have a lot of experience, but this summer is going to look very different anyway?
Yeah, I am also a very like people person. I love high fives, hugs, you know, just patting someone on the back after they make a good play. So it's a lot of vocal, like you just have to be very vocal about things, encouraging with your words, talking more on the field, letting someone know when they do something good, stuff like that.
Well, very good. And Cheyenne, when you think about this senior season, it's going to be a little bit shorter. You're going to play a lot of conference teams in about a 4-week span of time. What are some of your goals, knowing that you're going to play tough at competition? And what are the things that you're really hoping to show as a senior this year?
Just make sure that like, that we can do this, even though like we have a tough conference, that just playing as a team and just like showing that we are good, and just make sure that we do our part and that we show that we are a good team when we work together.
And Chloe, similar question for you. What are some of your goals, knowing that the season's going to be shorter? I know you had one big personal goal that will be pretty tough to get to, but I imagine that you still have some pretty high expectations for yourself and this team.
Yeah, this season, I really want to get the home base record, even though it's a shortened season, but I think it's definitely still in my reach. I can just harder work, but I think this season, we have four seniors. Like, I think we're going to be very strong, and I want to go to state. Like, that's just the goal of mine, but yeah.
And Emerson, I imagine pretty similar goals for you. Maybe not the stolen base record, but certainly that goal of trying to get the team to state, which has been a pretty tough ask. This team's come really close several times over the last couple of years.
Yeah, last year it was a little disappointing getting that loss against Ogden, but I think we're coming back strong. The softball program, it's getting smaller every year, which kind of is a bummer, but we're hoping that like as seniors, we can like super good leaders and help these girls realize that taking up your whole summer is fun, and that state is definitely a possibility when we can work together and be a good team.
And Sierra, I imagine your goals kind of in line with the rest of the girls.
Yes, for sure. Obviously going to state, we were really close last year, and I think we can do for sure. I mean, we've got a great group of girls, and one of my goals isn't like as much physical, but like just checking up on everybody, make sure everybody's doing okay. This like social distancing thing, how we're playing things differently this year can be hard. I mean, it's hard on me, so just, you know, keeping everybody accountable for how they're doing and how they're coping with everything.
Well, and some of you missed out on some spring opportunities, and a part of our segments is we've been covering spring sports spotlights. And Cheyenne, you're part of a sport that is kind of I almost don't want to say overlooked, but clearly maybe not as popular as some of the others when it comes to crowds and things like that. And that's the clay shooting experience. And kind of tell our listeners a little bit about that sport and why you enjoy it so much.
I really enjoy it because you get to be with most of your friends, and it's really like chill, and like you just basically like you get really close with your coaches, and it just, it's so nice to like be outdoors and do like a hobby that you really enjoy.
And what did you miss most about this season?
Just, I really enjoy just being with those people that go out for that type of stuff and just being outdoors and just shooting, I guess.
Well, and Chloe, this is the part where we probably don't want to talk too much because we talked right before the track season was closed. But obviously, you had big goals. You're wearing a Drake Relay shirt, it looks like, the blue shirt's on. I know that that was another big part of your life. While softball is your first love, track is right there probably as 1A in your life. And I imagine it was a tough spring for you. What do you miss most about being a part of that team and that opportunity to be back up at Drake Stadium?
Yeah, it was hard, like finding out like we wouldn't season, and like, I mean, it's obviously like sometimes track is a hard sport mentally, like it's hard to get through the practices and stuff, but it's always worth it at the end, and just not having that, you know, relief at the end of the season, like accomplishing goals and all that stuff. It was just a totally different spring than I was expecting. And I don't know if it'll be different for softball not having like a spring sport there, but I'm excited still.
Well, and Emerson, I know that you didn't participate in the spring sport per se, but you were a part of a senior class that lost a lot. Your JSB and a lot of those kind of end of year experiences you didn't quite get to have. You know, what do you think you missed most from the, kind of that celebratory portion of your year, kind of ending your high school career on a high note?
Well, again, I just really like people. So like thinking of all the people that I probably won't see again, like the foreign exchange students, will be really hard not to see them again. And just like actually being able to say goodbye, like we didn't get the chance to really like realize that the last day was our last day. It just kind of got taken away from us, which is a bummer. But I think that we're trying to make the most out of it. And softball is definitely helping with that.
Well, in Sierra, it's kind of strange that for most people that I know at the schools, it's through athletics. I actually know you better as the manager of the soccer team. You and I had some pretty fun conversations the last couple of years about that and being a part of that really great team that had high expectations. I'm guessing you're missing out on that opportunity again, whereas you weren't going to be able to contribute maybe on the field, but still be a part of a team that was probably going to make a good run at the state tournament.
Yeah, for sure. I love spending time with the soccer girls, even though I have softball a lot of the time and I can't be there like as much as, you know, like I can't be there every game or every practice or whatever because I have softball, but they like the softball team. They're like a family and they consider me like one of their own kind of. I mean, they're just really sweet girls and it's a good team and a good environment.
Well, and there is going to be a big senior class and a different group of friends for you to be a part of with that group too. You know, I'm guessing you're missing out on that opportunity to kind of spend one last year with those classmates. And that's probably been tough for all of you. But Sierra, I'm guessing that was particularly tough because the spring is such a busy time for you.
Yeah, for sure. Some of my like really close friends are seniors on the soccer team. So it was really hard for me to like watch them go through, have a season.
So my last question for all of you then is, you know, I kind of talked about it early in the interview, is that you're kind of some of the few athletes in the country right now, regardless of level of sport that are playing. You know, how are you putting that all into perspective? I'll start with you, Cheyenne, and how do you hope to embrace this opportunity to be able to play one last time and to really show the rest of the country that sports can still happen during a pandemic?
I'm just going to try to play my best and just make sure that I just make this season a good one and just make sure that we just have fun together and we make sure that we have a lot of memories and that this will probably be in our brains forever.
And Chloe, a similar question. I imagine that you're really going to embrace this opportunity, especially you still have an opportunity to play at college and that's going to be coming really soon. But I'm guessing that this is going to be a really special season for you.
Yeah, it's such a blessing to be able to play. Not everyone's getting the opportunity that we are. So the fact that it's happening is huge. People are getting their senior seasons and like other states, that's not happening at all. I think the season because we are like one of the only state playing, we had to prove that like we can play while being so distant from each other and prove that it's capable of happening.
Right. And Emerson, I imagine you're really embracing this opportunity as well. It's kind of interesting to see what we all learned about taking things for granted this spring.
Oh, for sure. Our prayers definitely came true when praying for the softball season. And you definitely learn that, like, you can't take, like, I talked to Ivy, who was a senior last year, about how she misses it so much. And so I can't imagine, like, she got her senior season and she still misses it. So I can't imagine people in other sports that didn't even get their senior season. And yeah, we're just really thankful that we get to have this season.
And Sierra, take it home. I'm guessing you're embracing this opportunity too.
Yes, I am. I'm so grateful. Grateful I get to spend another summer with my girls, with my team, with my family. And like the rest of them said, I mean, we're going to play our hardest. We would any other season, but with the mindset that we are very blessed to be able to have this season. And also, like leading by a good example, by following the guidelines and just showing people that it is possible, even though it's hard and it's different.
Well, very good. I think that's a positive note to end it on. Those are the seniors of the Pella Christian softball team joining us. Ladies, I do appreciate the time this afternoon.
Thank you.